Well, 2 years ago, the story broke that Antonio Fernandez, the owner of Corona Beer, had made everyone from his home village a millionaire. Fernandez had died aged 99, and it was reported that in his will, each of the 80 residents of the tiny village that he grew up in were to receive just over £2 million each. Several daily newspapers in the UK reported this lovely good news story. But just days later, they were having to report that it was actually fake good news. Fernandez had made donations to help the region of Spain where he grew up, but the reports that each villager was made a millionaire were simply not true. Over the past couple of years, I guess we've all got used to the idea of fake news, that not everything that we read is reliable. One of our American friends would often ask us whether the headlines on the US magazines about our royal family were true, that Camilla and Kate hated each other, that Kate was pregnant prior to being married, reports of what the wedding dress would be like, that the Queen was very close to dying, all of it fake news, which I guess makes us distrustful and cynical of what we read. But if news isn't fake, then doesn't it seem instead like the news is always bad, that it's bad news? You rarely switch on news at 10 and imagine that the lead story is going to be a heartwarming story to lift your spirits. Just think about the last 3 months of headlines that we've been reading and listening to. Perhaps you'd identify with the US President Thomas Jefferson, who said, "I do not take a single newspaper nor read one a month, and I feel myself infinitely the happier for it." So good news that is true, seems very hard to find. And yet we long for it. We long to find some genuinely good news. In our reading of the first Christmas, shepherds were out on a hillside. They were outside a small town called Bethlehem in ancient Israel, doing what shepherds do at night, making sure the sheep were safe. And out of nowhere, an angel appears to them with this message: "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." Now, perhaps you're thinking, well, nice traditional Christmas story, but clearly fake news. There's an angel here. We're into made-up stuff, of course. But let me encourage you this evening just to go with me for a bit and to hear what the angel says. You know, when this was first written down, people knew that angels didn't show up every day. They certainly wouldn't show up to shepherds who were very low down the social scale. The first readers of this would have been as skeptical as we might be tonight. But what if it's true? What if what the angel says is true? What about if we just give the angel's words a hearing? The angel says, "I've got good news," and surely we long for that. If there's good news, it's at least worth hearing him out. I want to highlight a couple of things about that good news that the angel says. The first is this: do not be afraid. The text tells us that the shepherds were terrified. And no surprises there, really. Wouldn't you be if an angel suddenly appeared out of the darkness on a hillside? We are used to our angels being little cherubs or kids dressed in white at a school nativity. But the passage tells us that when the angel showed up, the glory of the Lord shone around the shepherds. There is spectacular, blinding light. So these angels are not cute and cuddly, but they are awesome and they're terrifying. So it's no wonder the angel has to begin with, "Don't be afraid." I wonder what you're scared of tonight. I wonder what you say you were scared of. The last series of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here has just come to an end. And during that series, each celebrity has to face their fear, whether it's bugs or spiders or heights or snakes. For Harry Redknapp, the newly crowned winner and king of the jungle, it was rats. I have to say, I am right there with Harry. I think I could handle snakes, maybe even bugs, but rats, no thank you very much. The girls in my family couldn't even look at the screen when the spiders came on. It was the spiders that did for them. We all have our fears, probably fears that we would own up to. But fear runs deeper too. Fear's been lurking in our hearts right since the beginning of our human story, right back when the Bible tells us that people first turned away from God. The moment when we said to God, we just don't want to play by your rules, God. And the result of that was that people hid from God and then from each other in fear. And today, I'm pretty confident this room is full of people who are afraid. And I say that because the people I know here best tonight are all people I know to be fearful of something. Wrestling with fear, anxiety, worry. Most of it well below the surface. Most of it we'd hide from each other, probably even ourselves. We're certainly scared of being found out of what we're really like, fearful that people might know the real us. So we're nervous about God. We're certainly nervous about anything to do with him. We know we haven't lived up to his standards if he exists. So it's a lot easier to imagine that he doesn't. We're fearful of the future and what that might bring. Perhaps even fearful of Christmas, knowing that for us it's not the most wonderful time of the year, no matter what the Christmas songs say. Is there a place of security despite that fear? Is there a place that we can turn to for hope? One Christmas tradition I'm sure many of us have is to watch old Christmas films or Christmas specials this time of the year, whether it's Snowman or Elf or Die Hard, if that's your thing. But one Christmas special that I do enjoy is A Charlie Brown Christmas. Have a look at this little clip that should come up on the screen now.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
As Linus read those words that we've read today, I wonder if you noticed something unusual. If you know the character Linus, he always has his security blanket. He's always holding on to it. But just as he speaks the angel's words, he drops the blanket. What he's holding on to cope with his fears, to give him security, he's able to let it go because he's speaking about something better. His face lights up as he speaks about the good news of the angel. The good news allows him to let go of his fears, and it fills him with joy. Let's talk about the second aspect of the news of great joy. The angel says, I've got good news of great joy for all the people. What is it that you are looking to for you to have joy through this Christmas season? Could be that you get all the presents on your Amazon wish list. It could be that the turkey cooks through and everyone, having polished off the last of the roast potatoes, says that was a lovely Christmas meal. Maybe it's being able to put your feet up and have a few days off of work. Perhaps it would be enough to survive the trip to see the awkward relatives. If you've done enough Christmases, you know that even when it's great and everything feels wonderful, it never quite lives up to expectations, does it? Boxing Day always comes around. There's always that 4 p.m. Christmas Day feeling of, well, is that quite all there was this year? You know, when the Bible talks about joy, it's talking about something deeper and richer than happiness. To be happy, we want things to bring us pleasure and comfort and satisfaction, but happiness is a fleeting thing. Like the beauty of a snowflake, it's there for a moment and then it quickly melts away, But joy is deeper. Someone has said that joy is a good feeling in the soul, that deepest part of us. It's the knowledge that even if the situations round about don't look that great, the basic truth about me is that I am known and I am loved and that I'm safe. That instead of God being someone to be afraid of and hide from, that he's a God who loves me and wants to know me and do me good. You know, that's the message the angel brought. I've got good news. And it's for all the people. Not just for religious people, it's not just for the good enough people, but all people. And the good news is that God is putting an end to fear. He's sending a saviour, he's sending a rescuer, somebody to sort out all the mess in our world and the mess in our hearts, sending Jesus for you. The only way we can let go of fear and embrace joy is being back once again in a restored relationship with the God who made us. And everything that you and I run around after in this world, all our hopes and dreams and our desires to feel good and comfortable, whether we like it or not, all of that is really us wanting to know God again. G.K. Chesterton, the writer, said provocatively that every man in a brothel is searching for God. Everything we pursue is a deeper pursuit of God himself. We're all fearful today because we're adrift without him. And true, deep joy comes from being restored to him. And that is not something we can do ourselves. We can't fix our past. We can't change our hearts. We can't guarantee our future, but Jesus can. Jesus can. He's come to be with us. He's come to be one of us, living life for us, dying a death we deserve to die, so that we could be reconciled to God once again. God has taken all the steps necessary. And that is why the angel says, this is good news. This is good news of great joy. I wonder, what's your security blanket today? What's the thing that you're holding on to get through life? Is it to be a good parent? Is it to find the right partner? Is it being successful at work? Is it reaching retirement? Those are good things, but they're not good enough things. They're not big enough things. Not big enough to give us hope and joy. Some people think that to have anything to do with Christianity and anything to do with Jesus, to have anything to do with God is to put an end to joy. That's the end of it. That it's fake news. That it's designed to give people a crutch to live by and there's no joy in it. Let me be straight with you tonight. To get to know Jesus is to enter into a life that could well be more difficult. To know Jesus is to come under his authority. To accept that when I want to go this way, and he says go this way, that he has the final say. But friends, it is absolutely fake news to say that Christianity is not about joy. The angel says, I bring you good news of great joy. It is a joy of knowing that your past, your present, and your future is all forgiven and dealt with by God. It's a joy of knowing for yourself the God who made you. It's a joy of knowing that your life is not without purpose, but lived now for Jesus. And lived on beyond death with Jesus. So tonight, through the words of the angel, the God who made you calls you to drop your fears, to let go of all your security blankets, and to have the joy of knowing him.